USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. Some congressional Democrats want to subpoena the two interpreters who were present when Presidents Trump and Putin met behind closed doors in Helsinki to learn what was said. Judy Jenner, a spokeswoman for the American Translators Association, says that's unheard of.
Confidentiality is key in everything we do, and we take it very, very seriously. I take it very seriously. Sometimes I don't even say who I interpreted for or where I interpreted.
Thursday's motion to issue a subpoena for Trump's translator was voted down in the House. Former Vice President Joe Biden gave a rebuke of President Trump's immigration policies during a Friday speech in Phoenix at the convention of the League of United Latin American Citizens.
This is America, and we can't do anything, and we need you badly to get in the fight and stay in the fight and bring us back.
Around 1,200 people gathered at the Phoenix Convention Center for that organization's 89th annual convention. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
The last words Tia Coleman heard her sister-in-law say were, "Grab the baby." She lost 9 members of her family, including her husband and their 3 children, on Thursday when a Ride the Ducks tour boat sank in a Missouri lake. 17 people in all were killed. Coleman says the boat's captain directed passengers to stay seated rather than to grab life jackets.
"You weren't supposed to grab them unless you were in distress, which we were, but he told us we don't need them."
Investigators say it may take a year to determine what caused that boat to sink. Some 40 million Americans in the storm zone from Alabama to Michigan this weekend. At least one suspected tornado hitting southern Indiana Friday afternoon, leaving homes, trailers, and other structures damaged in Harrison County. Richard Bowman of New Middletown, Indiana, says he's grateful that his family's safe and unhurt, and that his home is only damaged, not destroyed.
"I saw the shed go, and that's when I was headed for the basement."
In Marshalltown, Iowa, residents will be spending the weekend picking up the pieces following Thursday's powerful tornado that roared through their downtown area. This is USA Radio News.
Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special, it's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
A dangerous heat wave continues to scorch parts of the south-central United States. USA's Wendy King has the latest.
Medical experts are asking people to be aware of the warning signs of heat exhaustion, which Dr. Gil Salazar says can come quick.
"Just feeling malaised, some headache, nausea, and vomiting. Those are symptoms not to ignore."
Temperatures in parts of Oklahoma and North Texas are expected to reach as high as 109 in the next couple of days. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Police in Texas trying to find out who killed Dr. Mark Hosnick, a prominent cardiologist who once treated former President George H.W. Bush. The beloved physician was gunned down just before 9 Friday morning while riding his bike to work. First responders rushing Hosnick to the emergency room at the very medical complex where he spent 4 decades treating patients. Doctors there pronouncing him dead soon after. Thousands gathering in San Diego for this year's Comic-Con, the annual convention facing changes by the Me Too and Time's Up movements, with a notable figure stepping aside due to sexual misconduct allegations. Chris Hardwick, a Comic-Con moderator, pulled out of this year's event after facing sexual misconduct allegations from an ex-girlfriend, which he denied. Sammy Castillo, an artist at Comic-Con, says she can already see some positive changes.
"There's a lot of more camaraderie with women that I've noticed, and a lot more kind of girl power."
Some of the news coming out of the Comic-Con include Andrew Lincoln's confirmation that this will be his last season on Walking Dead. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.